Do you think you've improved a lot in French over 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I would think, well, when I came it was sort of not that terrible, I think, in comparison. But then I could have done a lot more, but I haven't.
Yeah.
So that was my choice, so.
How did you improve? In what ways?
Well, going to France helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I came back from France, I've started reading a lot now as well. I know it's too late. Well, it's not too late, but I've sort of started doing a lot of reading, and that's helped as well.
Reading in French?
Yeah.
Is it because you all of a sudden got interested in French culture, or because you feel that you need to catch up on something?
No, so I feel I need to catch up.
Oh.
I just panic. But then at the same time, it's quite enjoyable.
Is it? Do you consider yourself fluent now in French?
I don't know. I won't say fluent. Well, you're fluent.
Well, I don't
know. Well, you're in native speaker, aren't you?
Yeah.
But then, well, it depends what you mean by fluent. I mean,
what do you mean by fluent?
I can say what I want to say most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point of view, I suppose, yeah.
And you're uninhibited. I mean, you have enough self-confidence to say whatever you want to say.
I like to think so.
It's not you're going to stop, oh, I can't say that word, I'll stop speaking.
Oh, no.
No, you don't have that problem.
There's no point doing that.
No, there isn't.
Do
you feel more confident now than you used to 4 years ago?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all due to your stay in France?
Yeah, but it helps because you have to sort of speak to people.
Yeah, did you mostly hang around with people your age or older people?
It was just older people at the office, and then outside, sort of younger. But it's very difficult where I was working. So I was in an office full of, secretarial work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the youngest person there was about 35-ish.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite a big difference.
Yeah. But still, you managed to speak to them in French,
didn't
you?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And they spoke to you, so.
In fact, exactly. Yeah.
So it was all right. And apart from the year abroad, was there any main factor in the improvement of you?
Well, just continuously over the years, I think.
Mm.
Sort of working at it.
And do you prefer, well, not do you prefer, do you think you have one dominant language? Is it German or French? Or both the same?
French, probably.
French?
Yeah. But I'm working hard on German at the moment.
Do you prefer French? Or?
Yeah, for most of the time, yeah. Sometimes I get a bit annoyed with that.
You're annoyed with French or with
well,
the course?
Annoyed with French. It just starts to bug me now and again.
Oh, I see.
Like, if I do too much or whatever. But then, I swing to German. So.
Uh-huh. That's good, you have an alternative.
Yeah.
And what kind of books are you reading then?
Well, just newspapers.
Oh, newspapers.
And like Nouvelles and Point, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really read many novels in French.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather just read.
Well, when you read, you actively will write down vocabulary or sentence structures and things like that.
What do I?
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a. Like, not sort of little piddly words,
no.
but if there's something that I really don't understand, then I'll look it up.
What about sentence structures, like some sentence that sound good to you and that you try to use?
I started doing that.
Yeah.
Like things with d'autant plus que,
uh-huh.
and pourtant, things like that.
Uh-huh.
So I've got a big list of that.
Oh, that's good. You have to use them again. It's one thing to write them down. I'm the same, I never use them. there was something else I wanted to. Yeah, do you ever consciously refer to rules when you speak or write?
I think at this stage it's more sort of it's not a conscious decision. It just comes across naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's like stuff like putting things in the right place.
Like what I asked you at first, these negatives and things and pronouns. Do you have to think about the rules then? Or?
Well, I was thinking about the examples you gave.
Uh-huh.
But if I was normally speaking, I'd hope it'd come out naturally. Yeah.
Were you taught a lot of grammar before you got to university?
Quite a bit. Because our teacher was really keen on it. So.
Ah, well, that's good.
Yeah. But it was just fairly basic stuff, like tenses, like especially.
Right. And were you ever taught any of this stuff
in
the test? Nothing of that.
Not really, no.
You don't consciously recall being told when to use R, the...
Never the and the thing, but things like getting the...
Pronoun
position, definitely.
Okay. Good, and that's about it.